Hi, it's Cassidy.
And April.
We are fashion historians and co-hosts of Dress the History of Fashion, a podcast where we explore the who, what, when of why we wear.
Fashion history is about so much more than just pretty clothes. Sure, we're going behind the scenes of an exhibition on the famed Christian Dior.
But we will also be learning all about a host of other fascinating topics, such as the fashions of early American suffragettes.
Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, June 5th goes to a young 21-year-old lady named Kirsten Bailey. Now, today's donkey is a teachable moment simply because it's just another example of why the FMC, a.k.a. the faithful male community, is the fastest-growing community in America today. Drop on the clues bombs for the FMC, damn it. Okay? From the young to the old brothers, we just don't want to be players no more. All right? It's just not worth it. All right? Good side chicks are hard to find. All right? As the urban philosopher Lil Baby said it, when he was here on the Breakfast Club, he said this.
These hoes ain't talking about nothing.
That's it. That's it. All right? And your Uncle Charlotte tells you all the time, you can't save these hoes. That's Jesus' job. Now, I don't knock anybody who's still out there not being a part of the faithful male community. Everybody moves in this neighborhood at their own pace. But, my brother, I would tell you to move into this nice, secure, gated community soon because it's filthy out there where you live. All right? And Kirsten Bailey is yet another example of that. See, Kirsten is indeed a side chick. And like most side chicks, they don't want to remain side chicks. Not nowadays, okay? Some women aren't content being french fries. They need to be the burger. Some chicks aren't content being the rice and peas. They need to be the oxtail. Some chicks aren't content being the dirty rice. They need to be the two pieces of spicy chicken from Popeyes. Like, there's no such thing as a good side chick because eventually all of them get tired of being the backup dancer. And when they get tired of being the backup dancer, they will reveal themselves to your main sugar stain. Oh, it's only a matter of time before side chick reveals overtake gender reveals is the new hot thing on the gram. Give it a minute. It's coming. Okay? I believe side chicks reveal themselves because they think it's going to make the main woman leave and then they can have the man all of themselves, or they reveal themselves to the main woman because they are mad at the guy, usually because the guy was cheating on the both of them. Now, I don't know why Kirsten decided to reveal herself, but her gender reveal definitely happened on the gram. See, the reason Kirsten Bailey is getting donkey today is because she sent photos. Imagine this. This is your side chick. She sent photos of the man's penis and sexual videos to the man's wife and his 14-year-old daughter. Mm-mm-mm. Kirsten isn't playing fair. His daughter is 14. Now, clearly, she wasn't just trying to reveal herself. She was trying to embarrass this young man because there's no other reason for you to send penis pics to a man's daughter unless you were trying to shame him to death. And this is how I know this young man was cheating on his wife and side chick, and she was just fed up. Now, and good news, Kirsten admitted to sending the messages with the graphic content to their accounts, and she was arrested and booked into the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison. Drop on the clues bombs for those police officers for doing the right thing, all right? And let this be a lesson to all you side chicks out there, okay? All right, she was charged on non-consensual disclosure of private images and indecent behavior with a juvenile. And personally, I don't feel sorry for her. And I don't feel sorry for any of the parties involved because this is what happens when you live in that neighborhood called infidelity, okay? This is the kind of crimes that happen in those neighborhoods, and you don't have to live there anymore. You are choosing to live there. You can move, and it costs you absolutely nothing to relocate to the faithful male community, okay? But if you choose to live in that poor and disenfranchised neighborhood called infidelity, may God be with you, because people who create their own drama deserve their own karma. Please give Kirsten Bailey the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
I personally think they should build a wall around that neighborhood called infidelity, but who am I?
All right.
But a member of the faithful male community. Proud resident.
There you go.
Been here 2 years.
You learned a lot.
This guy. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Grass is so much greener on this side.
Only 2 years?
Relax.
Yeah, chill out. Don't get that man in trouble.
You know what I'm saying?
He said it.
I did say
he
it.
He slipped.
Yeah, come on.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.